Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's 38th independence anniversary.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
And thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Zimbabwe attained independence from British rule in 1980 following a protracted armed struggle. Mr. Robert Mugabe, who was removed from power last year by his then deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa through a military intervention, was the first leader of an independent Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwean government has been praised for expanding the education sector and other issues over the years, but largely blamed for devastating a once vibrant economy.
The declining economy, alleged human rights violations, and the general harsh social, economic, and political situation in Zimbabwe forced thousands of people to leave the country to seek refuge in other nations. An estimated 3 million Zimbabweans are currently living in South Africa, and thousands are in countries like America, Britain, and Botswana.
And today, thousands of people commemorated Independence Day in Zimbabwe, with President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying the country is expected to hold free, fair, and credible elections this year. Some Zimbabweans living outside the country also held some meetings in South Africa to mark Independence Day.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yes, ngiyathaba. You know, lamhla isichoqa independence.
Yes.
Kunjalo.
Ah, kunzima.
38 years.
Yeah. Kukhuluma isiNdebele.
Yeah, umnyaka entshumi letathu. No. 38 years.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, kunjalo zilukandaba. Lamhla ke sikhuluma ngosibuse wakwele Zimbabwe. So kule 38 years, amathuma amathathu last year ngalombili kulozibuse kwele Zimbabwe. Siyawazi ukuthi ke umnumzana Robert Mugabe waba ngokuqala ukuthi abe ngumkhokheli kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Lokhu ke kwakungu 1980. Kusukela khonapho ke kwachova wathi ngo 1987 soke kwaba lempi yomvukela. Sikhumbula impi yeGugulawundi into ezinjalo. Kuthe sokunjalo ke umnumzana Mugabe waba ke ngu executive president. Wathi ke wayelwisana laye kubandla leZaphu. Umnumzana Joshua Nkomo waba ngumsekeli wakhe. So ke kusiya ngesikhathi njalo nje sibone ke ngomnyaka ophelileyo umnumzana Mugabe sebemkhipha esikhundleni. Ibutho lathi lamahabula kuzobuya ke Mnangagwa laye wabaleka waphenduka wasithatha ke intambo. So ke nxa sikhangela lo mnotho welizwe khonapha ke mfowethu kanye ngalo mnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle. Siyawazi ukuthi kungabe kwaqalisa ngesikhathi kuthathwa ama-farms ngo-2000. Kuthathwa ngabantu abayifunda babe lomhlabathi. Kuzobuya nje njalo kule nto eziningi ezenzakalayo. 1998, nxa sisakhumbula sibili, abantu baqalisa ukutshengisela ezitaladini. Betshengisela ezitaladini, abanye bethwele inyama beyigaxile lapha, abanye betshontsha besenzani. Wasokutshengisela ukuthi umkhonomi welizwe susidilika. Yes, so kunjalo ke mfowethu. Siyakhuluma ngakhonoku labantu abahlala kumadiaspora, siyakwazi ukuthi abanye basuke eZimbabwe bebalekela ukuthi bayajalwa, babulawa, abanye njalo besiyadinga ukuthi babe nenhlala kahle engcono.
And Gibbs, don't forget that today, as Zimbabwe commemorates 38 years of independence, nurses are on strike.
Yeah,
and the government last night announced that they are all fired.
16,000?
Yes.
Fired?
On Independence Day.
kuyamangalisa mfowethu
zvakaoma ndizvo zvovana veZimbabwe nasi tiri kucherechedza kutsitsa makore makumi matatu nemasere nyika yawana kuzvitonga kubva kuutongo hweBritain 1980 Robert Mugabe ndo vakave mutungamiri wekutanga vari mutungamiri wehurumende kana kuti prime minister vaKenan Banana vari mutungamiri wenyika ndo vakanga vari president ati zviri zvekunzi mabata key kana kubata tsvimbo yeutungamiri wenyika asi vaMugabe varivo mutungamiri wenyika itakaona nguva iyoyo upfumi hweZimbabwe kuchinza wakanga uri upfumi wakanga wakagadzikana wakasimba vakawanda vanhu vachitorwira kuti argaiti mhanya kuZimbabwe kune rusununguko uye upfumi wakagadzikana asi mukufamba kwenguva makazviita nyaya dzekunetsana takanzwa nyaya dzegukura hundi dzakaitika tichangobva muindependence imomo kwakaitawo 1987 kubatana kwemapato ZAPU neZANU PF dzakabatana kuumba bato rimwe chete tikaona kuti kugadzikana ikoko hongu kwakaitika kwekugadzikana murunyararo asi upfumi hauna kugadzikana makore akupinda kuma 90 uko vanhu vakatanga kutora minda pakatanga kutorwa chi kusvika muna 2000 zvinhu zvikazvaoma kuoma chaiko upfumi hwadhirika kusvika pari nhasi gore rapera takawana vaMugabe vachibviswa pachigaro navamunangagwa vaive mutevedzeri wavo nenyaya dzekunetsana panyaya dzeutungamiri idzodzo vakawanda vakafunga kuti hadzinguva upfumi hwenyika hwaakugadzikana asi zvinenge zviri kuramba hanzi zviri kukona n'anga murapwa achida nanhasi tiri kungoona zvinhu zviri kuoma vana mukoti vari pakuramwa mabasa vanopfuura zviuru gumi nezvitanhatu over 16,000 takanzwa nezuro manheru hurumende ichinziyazivisa kuti vadzingwa mabasa vose asi ivo vari kuti aiwa tinozoona zvinhu zvakamira sei nokuti hatisati taudzwa nehurumende pachedu kuti madzingwa tanzwawo panepfenyuro yezbc zvinove zvinhu zviri kuitika musi wekupemberera kuzvitonga kwenyika vakawanda vari kuti independence yacho haizorevi zvakawanda kana vanhu vachitadza kurapwa muzvipatara vachitadza kuwana zvavanoda mari hadziwanikwe kumabhanga vana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kunze kwenyika nenyaya dzekuoma kwezvinhu vakatiza muZimbabwe vangopembererawo nekucherechedza zuva iro vari munyika dzavari dzakasiyana siyana ndo nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nhasi
And we're lucky that we've got our first guest and that is Mr. Austin Moyo he is living in South Africa he's a Zimbabwean and he belongs to a party known as the MTCT. We know that there are certain problems in the MTC. There are factions, actually, let's be honest. So we don't know which one, MTC Coupe or MTC the other, Nelson Chamisa. So, Mr. Moyo, tell us a bit, which MTC are you in?
I've been the one led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Okay, that's very clear.
And
so,
also, he's the ambassador, shadow ambassador for the MDC Alliance in South Africa.
Yes, so thank you so much for that. So tell us, is Independence Day today in Zimbabwe? Are you happy?
Yes, we are happy for Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you very much for welcoming me to the show.
Yes.
So, yeah, Independence Day is not for one political party. It mm-hmm. is for all Zimbabweans because when we rejoiced in 1980, we were rejoicing that we had come out of the apartheid government that had been oppressing us for years. Mm-hmm. So independence actually means democracy because it was bought by the blood of many of our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers. So independence should actually come with jobs, it should come with security, it should come with freedom of speech, association. And to us, to the country, it actually should come with a diaspora vote to be able to vote where we are. It is not freedom. I mean, independence is not an outflux or influx of people into other countries living their own country. It is not harassment or intimidation of citizens. And if people are living in fear in their own land, that is not freedom. It does not come with a price tag because we can never measure the blood of people that was spilled in order for us to attain this independence.
Thank you so much, maybe Mr. Chonga.
Yes, ndo tanga hangu nekukuchinga mizai pachirongwa wa moyo. Tinotenda shukuru nekuwana
nguwa. Tinotenda wa Chonga.
Ndizozo. Vanawe Zimbabwe wanga da kunzwa kuti nasi zviza ikwao nevanawe Zimbabwe wari mu South Africa munewe mamuri pakucherechedza kana kupemberera zuwa rekuwana kuchitonga kwenyika 38 years.
Panga paine ma demonstration. Ndanzwa kuti mabhazi kumabhazi uko panga paine ma demonstration asi ku embassy ndinofunga panga paine celebration asi inini ndanga ndiri busy up and down ndichienda kuma TV station ndichiita ma interviews nenyaya ye independence asi ndanzwa kuti kana ndichiterera vanhu vanga vachitaura vanhu havana kufara kuti vari kupemberera zuva reindependence vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachida kuti at least vapemberere this special day vari kuZimbabwe vaine mabasa vachiita zvinhu zvavo vari kumusha because east, west, north, south, home is always best.
Yes, sabonga kakhulu ke mfoka moyo sicela ubambe khona phoka indawo. Now I'm told that we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Baba Mapena, kunjani?
Salibonani baba, linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. So akusitshela ukuthi lamhla phela lilanga likaSibuse. Wena ulibona njani ilanga leli?
Lilanga likaSibuse lapho esithokozela khona ukuthi sanqoba abancindezele abelungu ababesincindezele lokhu ngolwasemzini abathi colonialism lapho esabona abantu abatsha ngaleso sikhathi abanye beshiya isikole abanye bethiya imisebenzi abanye njalo ababesewenela bethiya imisebenzi besiya eLusaka abanye besiya eMozambique besiyaqeqetshela ukuthi babe ngamabutho ombangazwe ukuthi balwisane lohulumeni kaSmith wayincindezele abantu abamnyama yikho thina esikuthokozelayo kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi kusukela ke ngo-1980 akusazange kube kuhle lokho esasifisa ukuthi kwakungaba yikho akusazange kube yikho siyakhumbula ukuthi kusukela ngo-1983 ka u-1987 kwangena indaba egugrawundi lapho abantu abadlula 20,000 abafayo bebulawa igugrawundi siyabona sikhumbula futhi le ndlela umnotho owenziwa owaphathwa ngakhona kube kubi kakhulu okwenze ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe eziningi ziphume emazweni kanti siyakhumbula futhi kuqala nakubo Willowvale Motor Industries scandal ukuthi uhulumeni osiphetheyo kusukela ngo-1980 nguhulumeni otshontshayo amasela abacorrupt njengoba nisitsho sukela ngwillowvale scandal kusiya kuma-housing siyakhumbula ngo-1996 kuthathwa imali owamele yakhe izindlu zabantu abahluphekayo kodwa yagcina isiyakha ama-mansions siyakhumbula futhi le mali le owamele iphiwa abantu ababelimele ngesikhathi sempi kodwa izikhulu zikahulumente bayithatha leyo mali abanye beclaima kubo 97% disability so ke i-38 years nxa ukhuluma lezalo zaseZimbabwe ukuthi kambe kwini okhumbulayo uzeza abantu bekutshela ukuthi hhayi thina kasikho esikuthokozelayo sesibona ukuthi ngesikhathi siphethwe ngusmith kwakungcono kakhulu kodwa njengoba ngijhile ukuthi siyathokoza thina njengamakomani futhi zawehlula amabhunu ayesincindezele kodwa-ke khathesi esikhangelele lo muntu omnyama onguye-ke osithwalise nzima njengoba siyakhumbula langendlela ukhetho oluphathwa ngakhona abantu baseZimbabwe kabalalungele ukuthi bazikhethele umkhokheli abamfisayo.
So all what Mr. Ngabuto Mapena is saying is that this black on black oppression is not good enough. He says, of course, as communists, they fought against white domination. But he said that we've got a black government that is oppressing its own people. And he also mentioned the issue of Gugurawundi. He says 1983 to 1987 was a bad, bad period for Zimbabwe. So he says it was really not good at all. And he claims that, you know, most of the people that are in government are people that are very corrupt. You know, he actually cited the Willowgate scandal and cited...
That was immediately after independence.
That's right, that was 1988. And then he's citing other issues, saying there's too much corruption. And so maybe...
We can hear from our first caller. We have our first caller. Tinamkoma Tawanda Musosa. Magadi Mkoma Tawanda.
Mkoma makasimba ere.
Ndrimpenyu ndagona ere kudaidza sere nyire kupedzisira ero musosa kana masosa.
Masosa mkoma tokara chipinda muchirongwa
masosa. Ayi vakanhare dzinoita kuti mashoko apotseke kunzwikwa dzimwe nguva.
Ndizvozvo mkoma.
Nekuti tiri kutaura kuti mimi muri kusouth Africa iye zvino izvi husiku ndinodaira kuti dziri kumanguva yemanje kusouth Africa kora past 8. Kuno kumasikati.
Ndizvozvo.
Masikati akacheka hanzi zuva rakacheka nyika kora past 2 kuno kuAmerica.
Akomana kandimi vakabuya akomana ikora past 2 hatichatomboziva kuti inguva
mazvona
zvese zvinokonzereswa nekutiza kusagadzikana kwenyika nekuti dai nyika yakagadzikana pamwe tsuku tine nguva chaidzo dzekunyika kwedu
ndizvozvo asi zvisinei hanzi munhu anenge angori pari ipapo pauri ipapo ndopane unhu hwako tichiti ubuntu hauchinji mutupo nekuvhakacha hanzi kana wakakanda danda murwizi kwenguva yakakura zvakadii harishandi kwekuita garwe saka isagara kudiaspora toramba tiri vana vezimbabwe tiudzei kuti nhasi macherechedzo sei zuva iri
mukoma zuva iri kuchicherechedza kwataita tarwadziwa zvikuru chaizvo nekuti tiri kunyika kusiri kwedu tanga chifanira kunge tichipemberera tichiserebhureta tiri mukati menyika yezimbabwe asi kubva pa 38 years dzese dziripo izvi hapana kuserebhureta kuri kuitwa paindependence yatofanira kunge tichicerebhureta nekuti kune vanhu vakapinda musango wana Josiah Tongogara wana Ndabanini Story wana Ngomo mukoma zvavakarwira hazvisati zvazadzikiswa
saka chii chamuri kunyanyoona chamungati ichi hachisati chazadzikiswa nokuti tinoona kuti kubva 1980 kusvika ndofunga nguva ino vanhu vanongoti dzidzo muzimbabwe chinhu chiri pamberi zvikuru
rusununguko munyika uye kodzero dzevanhu mukoma dziri kumbunyikidzwa ndosaka tiri kuti munyika medu hatina independence yakazara independence yakunge yewana wezani PF vari mugovernment ndo vari kutoserebhureta nekuti ivavo ndo vanhu vari kukwanisa kuserebhureta nekuti ndo vanhu vari kudzvinyirira kodzero dzedu mukoma
pakaoma asi hanzi chiri musaka saka chinozvinzwira kana vari kuteererawo chirongwa chino tinonzwa tinoziva kuti vari kunzwawo mashoko amuri kutaura nekugunona kwamuri kuita muri kudivi ripi kana kuti guta ripi musouth africa
ini ndiri mujohannesburg kusandoni ndokwandiri kugara
ndokwamuri kugara asi muri kutarisira here kuenda kunovhota nekuti kuti munge muchiunza shando kwayamunodaiyo zvinobvawo mukuvhota kwenyu
mukoma kujohannesburg ndakatouya nerare yatanga tinayo kutembisa nemusi wesunday ini ndinotogara ndiri kuzimbabwe ndakatorejesa kuvhota iam going to vote president watinoda tiri kutotarisira kuti pamwe tikakwanisa kuvhotera mutungamiri wedu watiri kuda wechidiki wanoitwa wanelson chamisa vari kudiwa nenyika yose pamwe ndo patichatanga kuserebhureta independence nekuti patakambosarudza umwe mutungamiri wataida 2008 wamogeri changirai wakabirwa maerekshini mukoma saka ndozvo zvimwe zviri kutirwadza saka tikuti pamwe ipapapa wana mugabe zvavakabviswa asi zvisinei hazvo kuti kondakta ndiye ari kudraivha bhazi tichasarudza mutungamiri wedu wevatinoda wanelson chamisa totangawo pamwe kuita independence from 2019 pamwe ndo patichatanga kuserebhureta independence ipapo nekuti ndiye munhu ari pamwoyo pewani
aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma tawanda masvosva tinotenda nekuramba muri muteereri anoteera studio 7 morara zvakanaka
ndiyotenda mukoma mwana wenyoka inyoka chete ndati ndoda kutaurira kune wana wese wezimbabwe kuti gedha harina kipa paroda kungorohwa pena navanelson chamisa bhora ripinde mambure toserebhureta independence mukoma ndatenda
aiwa ndofunga vari kuzvinzwawo asi ndo zviri kuitikawo kune zvimwe zvikwata zvese izvi zvamuri kutarisira kutamba nazvo vari kutaurawo kuti vakomana ngatingorovai pembe kana kuti pena tigovese kuri kutaurwa namukoma masvosva uko hakuna kipa tichaona musi wemutambo hanzi idhebhi iri kugadzirirwa
mukoma zviri nani kunyeperwa nemunhu atisingazive pane kugara tichinyeperwa nemunhu 38 years mukoma munhu akutaura kuti ndinoda usiku humwe chete hwekuita sei
Taiwa, maita basa mukoma masosha regaiti kwa rungu mtereri. Tinemu mtereri ariparu nara aru South Africa zvakare makadi.
Ndinofara murizei mukoma wangu.
Aiwa ndirumpe news ita ndiani?
Di Jedza.
Jedza. Iri Jedza ndo ataida zena tichirumu haifiridzi mazana Jedza. I don't know what to give.
Mkuru wangu chinoti neta dete kuti tamba ya kanyorwa na chilenga nezuro wachizinga wachiti atiki anamukoti warukura mwabasa hawa warukufungizira kuti wachiri kuchiuto ereka na kutiva vice president atikarifire kuti vice president wataro kuti wangate kushandisa chisimba kune wanhu warukura tizira kutinodo
Mukoma Jedza, munga dzoro mbichana manzi, tiri kunzwa manzi ri kurira ku background. Hello. Taura henyu. Nare inenge iri kunetsa ya Mukoma Jedza. I think we are having cross lines or it's his radio.
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. That's because of his radio, yeah.
Yes.
Is he still there?
Are you still there, Mukoma Jedza? Okay. Mukoma Jedza was talking about the firing of nurses, the announcement that all the nurses who were on strike were fired last night. He's saying, I think that was a bad move by the new government. And also we had Mukoma Tawanda Mashosha. He is our regular listener and contributor here on Live Talk. He's saying only those in ZANU-PF are enjoying independence because for the rest of Zimbabweans, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the Zimbabwean timeline in terms of the time when Zimbabwe attained independence, there are certain key issues that actually happened. You know, like when Mr. Mugabe sacked Joshua Nkomo, claiming that Mr. Nkomo wanted to overthrow his government. And then what followed later was the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade that was deployed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces.
Midlands, yes.
And that's where thousands of people were actually killed by the 5th Brigade. Then if you still remember that Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Nkomo had a unity accord, but the unity accord almost fell apart when Mr. Tabengwa left and said, you know, they were being marginalized by the ruling party, which was ZANU-PF in a way. And then there was an issue of the economic crisis in 1998. Still remember? That was the time when there were riots and strikes.
I still remember guy who was captured on camera.
Meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Akatakura chizga chese chemombe.
And then in 1999, you know, as the economic crisis persisted, Zimbabwe actually deployed troops in DRC. And many people are saying that's the reason why the economy collapsed. And then we've got the opposition movement for democratic change, which was formed in 1999. And so there are so many of these issues, and we still remember in 2000, the seizure of white commercial farms by war veterans and some other people in ZANU-PF. And now let's go back to Austin Moyo. So, Mr. Moyo, we see that, you know, Zimbabwe is one country where you can say many people are learned or educated. And Mr. Mugabe has been actually praised for actually lifting up the standard of education in the country. But do you agree with those that are saying that maybe the country has people who are not educated at all, but learned?
Now, it's just playing with terms, but Zimbabwe, the education system in Zimbabwe, maybe during our time, it was quite world standard because O-level and A-level were writing external examination, and the entry into university was extremely strict. I was shocked when I came to South Africa to find that Sampo took out 40% in South Africa. It's actually a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Zimbabwe, 51% is actually not considered a very good pass, although it is a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So the education, people are educated. I'm not sure what the difference between learned and educated is. Maybe Mabuto will see the lab. But the education that they have, a lot of them actually acquired skills, which they didn't have anywhere to apply those skills in Zimbabwe, which is why they had to leave now and go to other countries. We're meeting business people the day before yesterday in Rosebank here. And I actually jokingly said that we're sitting in this beautiful building, which in most cases could have been built by construction workers from Zimbabwe, only to discover afterwards that that was actually a fact. South Africa is beautiful today because of Zimbabwean construction workers, but Zimbabwe is falling apart as we speak.
So in any way, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena, so it goes to this narrative that, you know, Zimbabweans don't have that kind of, acquisition of knowledge, which they use effectively to empower themselves. So that's why some people are saying they're not too educated, but they are very, very learned.
Well, the issue of being educated or learned is raised in the context of us challenging the regime. It is not raised in the context of empowering Zimbabweans, like Austin has already said, that over the years, Zimbabweans acquired the skills, their apprenticeships. We produced a lot of artisans. We produced a lot of engineers, medical doctors, and so forth, who are scattered all over the world. We know, of course, that those that were graduates did not really participate in politics, particularly joining the opposition politics because of the nature of the ZANU-PF, its attitude towards the opposition. Ordinarily, a person who feels secure in terms of their jobs and so forth, they feel it is not really necessary to risk their jobs or to risk whatever they've acquired. This is why you then get told that only those that did not go to school then end up participating in politics, which again raises a lot of questions. We'll debate for another day. But indeed, Zimbabweans are well-educated, well-learned, in my view. They've done well, particularly in the diaspora. They are running big companies in South Africa where we are, in the parastatals, in government institutions and so forth. They are doing quite well in Botswana and in London.
So in any way, Mr. Mabena, in any way, so here you can praise the Zimbabwean government for actually making Zimbabweans to be what they are today.
Well, the Zimbabwean government invested a lot in the education sector in the first 10 years of our independence. We can't take that away from it. A number of secondary schools were built, a number of clinics were built. It paid more attention on the social agenda. They built infrastructure that you cannot take away from them. Yes. From 1991, when we introduced the Economic Structure Adjustment Program, that's when we stopped paying attention to the social agenda. So this is where we locate the problems of Zimbabwe if we were to exclude Kukraundi in the first 10 years of our independence. It did actually went in that era.
Thank you so much. I think first go to Mr. Austin, then I take a caller, or I take a caller first.
Take a caller first.
Right. So, what is starting to get you up on Bangazi? Then Bangazi, then who's going to
come?
Who's going to come? Yeah. Are we going to do this? We're going to come.
Iminyaka leminyaka yonke umkhathi usithola sisegazini sihluphekela lelizwe sisithi angxanye siguqula amakhiwa esithi yesijiro kanti okuzayo kuzadlula khonokho xa ukhangelisisa ukunanzelisisa ukubani sithe ngomva kokukhulula ilizwe umgabe lezalo phefu bathi inkomo waphambanisa wafihla isikhali ezingaso zabo basizizela wasizilala insalela namhlanje siyahlupheka siphakathi kokuzima sifuna ukufundisa abantwana siyazihluphekela nje sisithini nje asanto esilayo ngenxa yezalo phefu. Uzomunye umuntu ekhulume sithi kwabiswa lokhu nalokhu. Isikole vele kasinethi isinto. Ngalo umntwana umfundisa kodwa engalanti ayenza. Ngoba abantu bethu bonke basemazweni yahawula, balalela edolweni, abanye inhlanhla yisibe yezithengisa imizimba ukuze aphile, aphathumezele ubaba imgodla ekhaya kwese kuthiwa uyaphile phandle kwamazwana. Kumhlungu kakhulu kazi lokhu. Angazi, yabona eceleni kwesishonini, ingcono ngoba independence bayibonile kuze kwathiwa u-1970. Ngoba wakalisa uhlupheka u-1970. Thina ngapha emathebeleni kwemthwakazi, elaziza ngithi yindlela. Okwethu ilanga leli lisikhumbuza ukuthi izidingo zethu sasidingela ukuthi izane PF isibulale. Sasidingela ukuthi amahlona basibulale. Iminyaka yethu yonke yobuhlungu isegangeni sasilela ukuthi abantu laba sikhiphe amathiwa naqeda kusika wathi wasibulale ngoba bakho bethu baphelile.
Wawusegangeni Mpangazitha walwa lawe wangusibakhululi.
Ngithe khona yebo baba. Iminyaka esayithatha egangeni ibuhlungu nxa sicabanga ngoba akulanto esayitholayo ngaphandle kokuba sathola ukubulawa izamphisi ama-veterani amaningi aphelile laba abayeseleyo uze umuntu ekhuluma independence ngayezama ukuthi anqele kuyimali yakwabo ngabaleka nxa bengasapotanga kodwa akulanto esayitholayo kulele lizwe independence lelo kukhuluma ngalo igama lankhona angazi ukuthi kukhulunyelwani ngayo independence yakani. Singakhuluma njalo kodwa thina komthakazi siyazihluphekela sasivele sincedisa abantu labami ukuthi baphenduke bazosibulala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu
ukhuluma nge-20,000 uphinde ubuze abantu bani abantwana abasalayo okunye ukuzesala kwasalayo phezu kwe-20,000 namhlanje ngasibane ngomahisayo ngakhuluma nge-20,000 eyabulawa kabuhlungu kangaka phinde ukhulume ngegama elithayindipendisa ayinqanye singabasoda kumthakazi ikho sikakhuluma nge-independence yethu le vele ngasikhulumi ngayo aseyindependence phakathi kwethu.
Awubone Mpangazitha, hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ukuthi
ngiyabonga
kakhulu
ungathelela
kusasa. Bye bye. So Mpangazitha is a whole veteran. He says, you know, he doesn't even know what he was fighting for. He says maybe he was fighting for other people, you know, to have a good life. But he says everything started when there was a crackdown against ZAPU, you know, by the government of Mr. Mugabe. So he says it's really painful that right now he's living outside the country. And he's a guy that was, you know, fighting against the colonial regime. But now he's finding himself, you know, sleeping with the animals out there. So he says, by the way, he was supposed to be, you know, with others back home, instead of being in Botswana. So he says schooling on its own is just hopeless because you can be schooled but have no job.
No job,
so what's the purpose? So he says those people that are saying Mr. Mugabe did a lot in that respect, they don't know what they're talking about. So maybe
he should have created jobs. Maybe we can go to Mr. Moyo. But before we go to Mr. Moyo, just to remind our listeners that we are trying to get hold of Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, who is the ZANU-PF member and political analyst. We are trying to bring him onto this show. Mr. Moyo, you heard from our callers, and I think the last caller was very bitter about the current situation in Zimbabwe. He's a former freedom fighter, and he's saying, now I'm back in the bushes, away from the country he freed. What's your take on that?
Actually, an irony, because prior to 1980, people were living in Zimbabwe, like Mabena said. They were leaving Zimbabwe to go and be trained so that they can come back and rescue Zimbabwe from the colonial oppression. But instead, now people are leaving Zimbabwe so that they can be able to survive. After fighting so much, war veterans, they fought, they brought the country, only to find that one section of the country was condemned to say they are dissidents. Which was not quite actually the truth, because most of the people that were killed, they didn't have any arms on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they were actually civilians. That thing, it needs to be spoken about. There needs to be a dialogue. Mm-hmm. There needs to be some kind of reconciliation. I don't know if justice is the term, but in Ndebele, you'll say, abantu badinga ukubhodla, because bayafuthelana ngaphakathi. There is a pressure mounting inside the people. There was hope that because Mnangagwa came in after Mugabe, maybe he was going to open room for this to be debated. But the way that he is doing it, it's very limited, that people won't be able to breathe enough so that this thing can be laid to rest. It will always be a sore place in the history of Zimbabwe unless it is dealt with properly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can welcome Mr. Gadira Chirumanzu.
Yes, what is the RPF member on the line? And Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Chirumanzu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you? Here. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and how are you doing in America?
Very fine. How are the celebrations there, Independence Day, eh?
Oh, well, it was a great day for Zimbabwe as well. It was just, you know, going down the memory lane, you know, how we were brutalized by whites and when we are now free.
So just briefly, we'll just give you about 1.5 minutes or so to say what are the greatest achievements that have been, done by the government of ZANU-PF over the years.
So, well, the greatest achievement, well, about Independence Day, it is not about the ZANU-PF government, they say, but it is about the people of Zimbabwe. You know, people of Zimbabwe from all walks of life, tribe and so forth, you know, contributed a lot for Zimbabweans to be free today.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a great day for Zimbabweans, both whites and blacks, colored Indians.
And when we look at negative issues, there are so many of them. One of them was the Gugurahundi era. The other one maybe to do with food issues. You still remember when Zimbabwe was crippled by food shortages. And then politics itself, we know that there are many conflicts in the country. So as far as you're concerned, what do you think is the most negative thing that Zimbabwe is facing today?
The most negative thing Zimbabwe is still experiencing today is that small as we are, we still have the superpowers that want to control us. And our independence won't be all that free until and unless all Zimbabweans come together and
their own niche as Zimbabwean. But
Vachamisa vanova kudandiwo mutungamiriri weMDCT kana kuti akuzi MDCC. Well, I'm not sure there, but vanga variko ndo zvinongoradza kuti Zimbabwe in terms of political thinking zvino zvinenge zvakuda kuti chinjei vakurego kunatsa kuti chinonzi musi wa 18 April zvinoreva chiku mhomho yeZimbabwe.
Now, looking at other issues here, let's get into the crux of the matter, Mr. Chirumanzu. We know that there was Operation Mrapatswina, and there were other operations that you still remember that were actually condemned by the whole world. You know, this includes alleged election rigging and human rights violations. Where is Zimbabwe today?
No, the problem is that, like your Studio 7, you are much focused on negative issues taking place in Zimbabwe as if Zimbabwe is an isolated country. Right? You clearly say there was a Mrapatswina.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, if you are in a position to explain it in English, what it means. Now, I don't know whoever is interested in Zimbabwe to have slums all over. So, to us, as Zimbabweans, yes, we might have problems here and there, But I don't think it is proper for anyone to simply come up with his or her own structure and then we call that houses. Something has to be done. Even in America, there are so many vagabonds, and those vagabonds are dealt with according to the laws of the country. So for one to continue, flogging the issue of Murambatsina, the issue of this and that, I think it is not proper. I think we need to focus on the advantages of blacks in terms of ruling their country, and then that's it. Hmm. For example, in America, there were so many issues to do with the Trumpy. You know, his elections, that they ended up, there being some inquiries and so forth. Now, for you to concentrate on Zimbabwe issues, I don't think it's fair.
This is a Zimbabwean station, and then the other issue is on land reforms.
It is a Zimbabwean, yes, correct. Mm-hmm. It is a Zimbabwean station, mm-hmm. but authorized by the American government. What has got the American government interest in the affairs of Zimbabwe? We don't have an American station in South Africa, mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe. So what is so special with the American government to put aside monies to deal with the issues of other countries? So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we know that this is for information and for that matter to mm-hmm. disseminate wrong information.
Hmm. Let's hear from our other panelists. We have Mr. Mabuto Mabena. May you chip in, Mr. Mabena?
Mm-hmm. What Comrade Rumas is not telling us is that upon attaining independence in 1980, the political elite became comprando bourgeoisie. They did not transform the commanding height of the economy. They suppressed the rights of the working people in Zimbabwe. The establishment of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions on its own was a way to tame the workers who were now, after attaining independence, demanding better working conditions from their employers. But because the new political elite, the new cabinet, was in partnership with big capital, they to turn the workers and establish a trade federation, which was led by the then brother of the former Prime Minister Robert Mugabe. It is ZANU-PF after which abandoned the socialist principles and embraced the neoliberal policies which impoverished the people of Zimbabwe through the Economic Structural Adjustment Program of 1991. As we speak today, the very conservative party that handed over political power to ZANU-PF in 1980 is in office. This is why, as we are celebrating our independence, as we are celebrating us in defeating the white minority rule, we are being now taken back to the Commonwealth by this EPA government. So what Comrade Roman is talking about, he does not understand that ZANU-PF at the attitude of improving the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe. They have been looting the economy in Zimbabwe. So why do we understand their dispute or their fight against the Americans or the imperialist forces? We have defined ourselves as communists, that our strike is a dual strike. It's a strike against imperialists. It is a strike against the parasitic bourgeoisie as led by ZANU-PF, who must be fought in all France.
Mm, thank you, thank you. Baba Moyo, bona njani Jabulani? So, kanye ngazani ke eZimbabwe kunento eziningi ezingazani ziyakhuba abantu. Okunye ukuthi vela kula le mali kusetshenziswa ama bond notes. So, iZimbabwe ayila currency yayo, isebenzisa lama US dollars, lento ezinjalo. Nxa sokubuya okunye, siyakwazi ukuthi kulokhetho futhi olubuyayo lungani luyahlupha. Ngokuthi nje ngamafutshane khonapho siyakunika umzuzu baba.
Yebo, siyavumelana ke nobaba uThirumanzi la ukuthi independence nyama Zimbabwe. Bese sisehlukana ngokubona lapho ukuthi ukwenza akubonisi ukuthi yama Zimbabwe yenza ngoba kubenefita abantu abambalwa. Athi yena lapha iStudio 7 ikhuluma izinto ezingamanga. Uyazi ama facts they speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are fighting for a diaspora vote, ayikho. We are fighting for our electoral reforms, awekho. These are facts. We are not thumbsucking these things anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There is no media freedom, which is why Studio 7 is located in United States. We found it now, it's Zimbabwe, but the ways are not open to what we're doing. So, acabanga ukuthi lezo zinto lezo zilungiswa kanjani, because they owe the millions of Zimbabweans the right to be able to exercise their democratic right to vote.
Yes, that was a good question. So what Moyo is saying is that Mr. Chiruma, yes, they agree on the principle of independence.
Mm-hmm.
But that where the deeper is on the diaspora vote, freedom of association, freedom of assembly, and all the freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then on issues like, you know, the right to exercise their own democracy.
Mm-hmm.
He says people are not doing that. So that's why the difference is between people in ZANU-PF and him and others.
I know Mr. Mm-hmm. Chirumanzi wants to respond to
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chirumanzi?
Yes. Dambudziko riripo ndorokuti, you know, chinhu chinonzi politics kana mune zvamatongero enyika china mafungiro akasiyana, ende njere dzinobva mukutonga nyika hadzisati dziri njere dzemunhu wega wega zvake. Ndosaka futi zvepolitics dzacho dzichizodzidzirwa. Vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti Zimbabwe inyika ine zvunhu zvakakosha zvinodiwa nenyika dzakasiyana-siyana pasi rose rino. Saka mukuda zvunhu izvozvo, nyika idzodzo dzinokwanisa kuita kuti maZimbabwe pachavo vega vadi varwisane, zvokwanisa kuita kuti nyika yedu ino ipindirwe navavengi, pozoita kuti vanhu vozopota vachidi vachirwisana. Chiripo ndechokuti ndambotaura kuti Zimbabwe ndeyamaZimbabweans ese, asi ngatitarisei kuti chinokonzeresa kuti tive namaproblems ndivanani. Iye zvino zvinhu zviri pachena, so mutaura apedza kutaura kuti ndivonga ndivo vamwe here kuti kuna mafacts. Hadzisi nhema kuti MDC yakaenda ikandokumbira masanctions kuAmerica. Hadzisi nhema kuti vachamisa navamwe vavo kwakaendewa ikoko kukandokurukurwa namasenators vokuAmerica. Masenators vokuAmerica vakauya vakabuda zvepachena vakati isusu tiri kuramba tichidzvanyirira kana kupa masanctions kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Saka zvunhu zviri pachena izvezvi, saka zvinoda kuti vanhu vazive kuti matambudziko edu anombobva papi, akatangira papi and so forth. Tikada kuenda kumashure shure, chii chakamboita kuti timbonzi isusu tiri masouthern Rhodesian? Chii chakamboita kuti tinzi isusu tiri maRhodesians asi tichingori vanhu vatema? Zvinova kuti pano umwe waitimbunyikidza, ende munhu aitimbunyikidza iye nanhasi anoda kungotikontrola, ndo zviripo. Saka zvinoda kuti tichidhanisa pfungwa kuti tinobuda sei muudzvanyiro hwakaita sei tichina vamwe vedu vanhu vatema vari muno vatine pfungwa idzodzo dzokungoti nanhasi murungu wakanaka.
Asi kana vachirumanzu, hamungarege muvakidzani wenyu achirova mudzimai wake kana mhuri yake imi makatarisa. Ndo zviri kuitwa nevamunofunga kuti vari kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika. Vari kuona mabatirwo anenge achiitwa nehurumende inenge iripo muZimbabwe, vachiedza kuti aiwa batanai zvakanaka. Ndo zviri kutaurwawo navangabuto mabhena navamoyo.
Vari kusora nhasi uno munguva yehondo yokurwa havana kana kumbotibatsira. If I may give an example, yayo America iyoyo, takaona rubatsiro kubva kuRussia, takaona rubatsiro kubva kuChina naamwe maEastern Bloc countries, West yese. Sezvinongozivikanwa kuti varungu vekuWest vanoti ndivani, ndivana muruma vachifuridzira. Zvinhu zvinozikanwa. Saka nhasi vanhu iva havasada kupretenda kuti vanozoziva mahuman rights avanhu vatema, vanozoziva maproperty rights avanhu vatema. Iye zvino vanhu vakawanda muno muZimbabwe vageresi vakagariswa kumajecha, vanga vabviswa naivo varungu vacho ivavo vanobva ikoko kuEurope, ende kwavari zvazvisina basa. Saka nhasi hatidi kuruvai mukataka vegampini tozoti ano vanhu hava kuzonzwira tsitsi vanhu vokuZimbabwe. Yete handizvo ndiwo dzatinoti ipolitics zvakuda kunzvera manje, kuda kuti vanhu vachiziva kuti aya mashoko ambotaurwa akubva kupi. Umwe mutauri ambotaura azoti ndosaka Studio 7 iri ikoko kuAmerica ikoko. Zvinhu zvinozikamwa pasi rose kuti aya mabasa eAmerica okuda kukwenenzvera mashoko vachipakurira kunyika dzakasiyana siyana as if vanotida ivo vasingatidi.
Vari kupakurira kunyika dzakasiyana siyana dzinenge dzine dzihurumende dzisiri kupa vanhu vadzo mikana yekutaura vakasununguka.
Kunjalo ke baba Chirumanzu, siyabuya kuwe vabve konapo kamafishani. Sinobaba uSipasa Chuma, ecingweni baba Chuma, kunjani? Baba Chuma yangizwa? Baba Sibasa Chuma anguzwa. Ukonekta wani? Ye, yeah, kona rap. Ye, so ndelifu ni Civil City tatanga mafichani. E, ungati nige ngosugu Lwasbos.
Ite nga hicho hai usugule karatika kufunu sili Lwasbos ili watu kona na mshanji. Kwa hivyo usugule karatika ili sili mtu lumonke uta nge suge sile andri ya zuguti ya tibile aaa kwa hivyo usugu ati vile lwasaka sili lwakabanti mwa ungeno mwenye mtu ulapare tisenzu kwa siku kutwa kwa ule usugu mbona hai amtangitenga kangena sili katika kwa hivyo mbaba mbili mbona mwa upe chini pati ya pana na uwe figi ili na pana kutikese kutia hai usugu mkakateka kudu sili umwe kumazi pao
singati ungu chuma unje baba singati uzibusu wako lechela
uzibusu angiti ya kangela ayy ukunga sa chengiseli kakule manti ni kakuga zingoba ubeso uchengiseli utubo kakulu ngesikati jesu anti ya zuguti zirizi mba huilesi zirizi mba jengi ni itubo mba sido jive zirizi luungu lusugo nga nuduvi kakulu leki utubo kakule manti kota mbwone nga nisongu ati sugusia mbwone nga nisongu siwa nyonyoana
Mas tu me imali se vilu lais com a menina?
Ah, o acordo me dava, o cabelo duro. Ele o tuvo no colo da fulu, o lugar onde a chupa a fulu gaze. Aí já o colo me mal. Lembre-se. Why I would have just come in the between the cities like Iko, but don't know how we let up. I wouldn't get in my big Iko.
So I was just really a wanting of Sasa Chuma, Swangla Hul.
I would do me about.
And that is Mr. Spasa Chuma is saying at least he saw many people attending Independence Day celebrations today. But he says right now there are no jobs. As it is, it doesn't have a cent in his pockets. So these are difficulties that people are facing.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, of course, people are free to say anything these days. But they have no jobs and no money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from Mr. Mabena what he wishes to see in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mabena.
Yes, yes. Last night we are told the vice president fired 13,000 workers who are practicing as nurses. We know that next month the teachers are going to take down tools. We have said as communists when Mnangagwa came in, President Mnangagwa came in, we said we'll judge him on three issues. First, on their attitude towards the working class, they've demonstrated that they are anti-worker. Secondly, on their commitment in rebuilding the economy, we haven't seen any improvement on the economic front. Yes, they are signing deals in China, but we haven't seen any tangible deals that accrue. From those trips that has been doing. The last point that we said we judge him on his attitude in implementing the 2013 constitution as was voted by the majority of Zimbabweans, that has not happened. So in our view, as we are celebrating our 30 years of independence, the administration of Mnangagwa has not done what the majority of Zimbabweans who took to the streets in November expected in 2017. We are now in a deep state. The regime is practicing what we call neo-capitalism, where only those that are connected to the military are benefiting. You will know the delegation that Mnangagwa went with it to China. The second point that we are raising is that the August election is not going to resolve our economic fundamentals. It is going to be contested. There are no electoral reforms and so forth. ZANU-PF is going to win or rig its way back into power. The opposition MPC alliance is going to contest the outcome of that. Therefore, we'll take our eyes off the economic fundamentals. So what we are saying as the Zimbabwe Communist Party is that we must have what we call a national economic dialogue, where we begin to say, how do we rebuild our economy, because our faith cannot be placed on an election that is going to happen in August. The last point that I want to raise with the representative from ZANU-PF is that during the war they sang socialist songs, they abandoned those socialism, they are not socialist in character. As we speak, the EP government, ZANU-PF government, is advancing a neoliberal agenda, which as the working class we stand opposed to. So ZANU-PF is anti-worker. This is why the working people of Zimbabwe must mobilize and reject ZANU-PF, because it does not advance the interests of the working class in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu, can you react to that 1 minute?
Yeah, of course. Well, the gentleman who has just spoken is entitled to his views, but at the end of the day, I think the whole world have seen what President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is currently doing for the people of Zimbabwe. This is why all the financial institutions are beating their party to Zimbabwe, and the recognition by the superpowers, that is Russia, China, Germany, and so forth, it speaks louder that he is the man to be voted into power come general elections this year. And again, because of his experience in commanding agriculture, you find that there is a lot this country is going to gain under the leadership of President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa.
Mr. Moyo, your reaction to that?
Yeah, my reaction is that the MDC did not go to America to request sanctions. They just went there for a briefing. The truth still remains that there are no electoral reforms, no security reforms, no media reforms, and we still cry for the diaspora vote. I will still talk about this. The new president has got a lot of talk, but very little action. We need to see programs that are clearly crafted, which will entice us in the diaspora to remove our businesses from the diaspora into Zimbabwe, where we will get assistance to take it back and do the same businesses that we're doing here to empower other countries. You know, Zimbabwe has made the history to have a country that is supported by diaspora remittances and informal trading, which is very high figures, like 80% or so of informal trade. And the diaspora, the recorded figures are 1 billion remittances in US dollars. And the bulk of it is not recorded. That is what is actually sustaining Zimbabwe. We don't want a country that is on autopilot. As business people in South Africa, but we are being Zimbabweans, let's have crafted programs where we can even form cooperatives, go into construction, cooperatives, go into agriculture, and so forth.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzu. Your last word.
Well, thank you very much, but it's just a question of encouraging all Zimbabweans to vote. ZANU-PF is witnessed today by thousands of people that went to listen to what their president has been preaching, that we need unity, 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 and that Zimbabwe is open for business. We are calling all our brothers and sisters scattered outside the country because of the previous regime or leadership to come home and invest in Zimbabwe and give our own niche.
Thank you.
Mr. Mabena.
Well, our call is that the EP government must respect the worker rights. Workers have the right to strike. They must be respected. It must ensure that there is free political activity in the country. As we go to elections, Zimbabweans have the right to elect any leader of their choice. If they decide to elect ZANU-PF, so be it. If they decide to elect the MPC Alliance, so be it. But we want an election that is environment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. Time is out. You only forgot that if they can elect the Communist Party, right? Yours. Thanks. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu of ZANU-PF, Mr. Austin Moy of the MTCT led by Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Ngabutu Mabena of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Signing off is Gibbs Kube in Washington, D.C. Bye.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri Nchitai wa Zirongwa Studio 7, Zichiripo, Tusangana Zakare, Zirongwa Zinotevera, Marra Zakanaga.